are various definitions in clinical trials as it relates to eligibility for ruxolitinib failure, and that could be progression or loss of response, or even patients who have suboptimal response in which there's add-on strategies to ruxolitinib. And we've talked previously, and this will continue to be a somewhat of a dilemma, is how does that translate into the community setting, and how should community practitioners be viewing their patients who are receiving ruxolitinib in order to determine whether it is in the best interest to continue the drug, or maybe even increase the dose of ruxolitinib, or make a decision to switch to an alternative therapy or a combination strategy. And the reality is that right now it's not a uniformed definition, and perhaps it doesn't need to be uniform. I think maybe more importantly is to impress upon the community practitioner to simply be aware of the fact that there are other alternative options for patients with myelofibrosis on ruxolitinib. And if you see that a patient is not has not or is no longer enjoying the same degree of spleen benefit in terms of palpable spleen or symptom burden, or is developing progressive cytopenias, that really should be an indication to be more critical about the decision making of continuing someone on ruxolitinib or considering switching over to commercial options like fedratinib, pacritinib, and perhaps momelotinib at some point, or referral to a tertiary center for consideration for transplantation, or one of these novel clinical trials that are either in phase 1, 2, or 3 testing. I think when the era of having only ruxolitinib, which is an excellent drug, but only having that available, it was sort of a moot point. One would treat until you really couldn't get any benefit out of ruxolitinib. And as we've seen, that the outcomes are pretty poor at that point. I think now, with so many different options available and emerging, it's really important for the practitioner in the community to simply be aware of that fact and to try to optimize the dose of ruxolitinib and be prepared to switch the therapy in a dynamic fashion when they see either a suboptimal response in spleen symptom or progressive spleen and symptom burden or cytopenias.